This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December the 30th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 8. It says there, "If we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord." End of quote. We learned in yesterday's insight that you belong to the Lord because He created you. Not only do you belong to the Lord, but the Bible also says He owns you. Psalm 24 verse 1 says this, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein." End of quote. As the Creator, He is undoubtedly your owner as well. God is the Creator and owner of all the earth and the universe, including you as an individual. Our today's insight takes us to the next level of understanding. It says, if we live for the Lord, and if we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. End of quote. Amazingly divine truth. Simply stated, when we live, we belong to the Lord. When we die, then also we belong to the Lord. Death does not change the ownership claim of God over us. Listen to what God said in the book of Isaiah 26:19. He said, "Your dead will rise. My corpses will rise." End of quote. We do not want to be near a dead body for a long time, do we? Of course, we bury them the same day or in a few days. In the United States of America, the dead bodies are taken out of the home immediately after the death and funeral home to a place called funeral home. However, the Lord claims this way. Listen, He says, "My corpses." Therefore, if we live, we live here now for the Lord. And if we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. The Bible says death is simply a separation. The separation of our spirit to the presence of the Lord if you are a believer in Jesus Christ. And of course, the body goes to the grave. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12:7, "The dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it." End of quote. You see, death is not an end of our lives. God says, "Your dead are my corpses." He takes full ownership and responsibility for the dead bodies. The reason is, He will raise them up in the future. He makes sure that they all rise from the dead. However, the Bible says the spirit of those who accepted Jesus Christ and the salvation God offered will be translated into His presence immediately upon death, although the body goes to the grave until the resurrection day. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:8, upon the death of a believer in Jesus Christ, he or she will be absent from the body and present with the Lord. You see, all who are dead will rise from their graves in the future. Those who would not accept Jesus, the only Savior of the mankind, would also rise, stand before the white throne judgment, and be judged according to their works on that great judgment day. Revelation 20, verse 13. While those who put their trust in Jesus Christ, the only Savior, who died for their sins, would not be judged by their works. Those who did not accept God's way of gracious and free salvation on the merit of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus on their behalf, they would be judged according to their works because they haven't accepted the gracious and free offer of salvation. Listen, the Bible also declares no one would be saved by their good works. Listen, Romans chapter 3 verse 20 says, "By the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his God's sight." End of quote. Ephesians 2, 8, 9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast." End of quote. Beloved, would you pray with me today? Father in heaven, the moment of my death, I want to be present with you in heaven. I now accept the free and gracious offer of your salvation. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. And He paid for my sins with His divine and sinless blood. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive and save me today, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.